The Chinese government is issuing a new call for calm and restraint on the Korean Peninsula. It comes as South Korea's foreign ministry characterizes the prospect of a North Korean missile launch right now as high. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei.
China has always believed that the Korean Peninsula should remain peaceful and stable and be denuclearized and should use dialogue and consultation to resolve problems. At present, all sides should remain calm and exercise restraint and not take any moves which provoke or irritate each other.
North Korean officials have not made any announcement of a planned launch. However, they have told foreign diplomats in Pyongyang that they will not be able to guarantee their safety as of today. North Korea has also warned foreigners in the south to get out or find cover, warning a nuclear war is imminent. South Korea says the North has moved one or more of its medium-range missiles into readiness position. Missiles reportedly have the ability to hit U.S. military bases in Guam. Despite all these moves, the South Korean side is still calling for calm. South Korean Unification Ministry spokesperson Kim Hyung-suk.
Various moves by North Korea are kind of strong psychological warfare to build up the sense of instability. So we do not have to be too much worried or to pay too much attention to those moves.
Meantime, South Korean lawmakers are calling on North Korea to resume operations at their joint Kaesong Joint Industrial Park. The South Korean government also says it has proof the North Korean government is behind the March 20th cyber attacks that paralyzed computers at South Korean banks and broadcast outlets. All this comes as Pyongyang prepares to mark the April 15th birthday of late North Korean leader Kim Il-sung on Monday, which many observers are suggesting may mark an opportunity for North Korea to make some type of move.